The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge. I am your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, before we get to it, let's take a look at how we did on yesterday. And woof, some tough ones, man. But look, the hard part is this, is that we go to our props here. Look, Klay Thompson over 19 and a half for Mike. Mike literally nailed the time amount that he would play, shot attempts, and it comes down to 18, one shot. And then you see, tough one for the coach, our man. But again, the hooks, man, just tearing it apart. Nice job on Looney there from Prop Stars. So I tell you what, let's bring in the stars of the show. And look at Sharp. Gentlemen, M squared, how are we doing, sir?
We're good, AB. We're good. You know, a little stinging over the Klay Thompson loss last night, but honestly, glad the Warriors won. I think it makes that series really fun and really compelling the rest of the way now. So fired up. Of course, we got day baseball. Let's do it, man.
Man, let's do it indeed. Prop Stars, my man, Pacific Northwest. How we doing, sir?
I am good, AB. Mikey, great to see you. I'm excited. You guys know I love making these morning appearances with you guys on the Early Edge.
Well, you know what? We love having you making these morning appearances on the Early Edge, so it's good to see you, sir. All right, getting into our storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And Mike, throw it to you, man. MLB weather, what do we need to know? What do you got?
We need to know summer is here, basically. We've got a heat wave across the country. You probably will feel it wherever you live over the next 3 days as well. But it starts today. Cincinnati, St. Louis, plus 15% in run scoring and home run hitting across the board. Milwaukee, Washington, same thing there, 15% across the board. Biggest spot of the day, Baltimore, Kansas City, plus 25% in home run hitting, plus 20% run scoring across the board. Chicago Cubs on the road at Yankee Stadium, a nice day there, plus 15% across the board. And then the Dodgers and the Giants, a rare spot here where we see a home run boost of around 10 to 15%. Doesn't really impact the overall run scoring as much, but definitely a boost to individual home run hitting in the Dodgers and Giants.
You know what? I love it. And I think that that's going to come into play for some other games here today. But you're right. It's going to be summer. It's here. We got warm weather all around. Now, Prop Stars, coming to you. Speaking of warm weather, all right, we're leaving Boston in the NBA Finals. We're heading back to the West Coast. What an unbelievable game four that we saw last night. Steph Curry, a historic performance. Break it down, man. What'd you see?
Yeah, AB, battling a foot injury, a hostile Celtics crowd, Steph put together an all-time performance in Boston to lead the Warriors to a very key victory. Curry finished with 43 points on 14 of 26 shooting, including 7 made three-pointers, added 10 rebounds, 4 assists, became just the fifth guard in NBA history to have at least a 40 points and 10 rebound game in the finals. This was truly a legacy performance, in my opinion. Coming into a must-win game, hostile environment against historically great defense, operating at less than 100%. Curry scored 33 points through the first three quarters, a trend that had been consistent throughout the first three games of the finals, but his problem area had been closing in the fourth quarter, where he was averaging 3 points on only 30% shooting. However, last night he scored 10 points in the final frame. He had 24 points in the second half overall, tying the most in his career in the second half of a finals game. He outscored the rest of the Warriors starters 43-39. At age 34, he is the oldest player to do that in a finals game since MJ, who was 36 when he did so in game 6 against the Utah Jazz back in 1998.
Dude, you know, and I'll say this, you know, two other trends that have come out of this series. I mean, first off, this Warriors third quarter thing is unbelievable. I cannot believe that it was plus 1.5 last night. And help me out here. I think this is now, is it two straight games that Klay has had 4 or more 3-pointers? Like, Klay Thompson's kind of finding his stroke again, right? Like, I know it's not what Klay used to be, But when you see those prop numbers of 2.5, 3.5, et cetera, yeah, like Clay's looking a little bit better. So we'll see. But man, this series has been crazy. And now, as you guys said, you know, it's a 1-1-1 series now. We'll see what happens, man. It's been nuts. All right, let's get into our plays for today. But before we do, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
And we are back. All right, 2 plays on the board for today. First, actually 3 plays, but coming from 2 games first, we're going to go to the UEFA Nations League. We're going England, Italy, courtesy of our man, Martin W. Green. We're going to take first England to win minus 125. We're also going to take both teams to score plus 105 at a half unit on that. Full unit on England, half unit on both teams to score. So essentially, what we're betting on is England to score a goal. That's essentially what we're betting on here. And what we're looking at is England coming to make really amends for what happened in the Champions Final last year against Italy. So we got those 2 plays in that game. Third play, we're going to go to the MLS, Nashville SC versus San Jose. We're going to take both teams to score at minus 130. And here's why. San Jose has scored in 5 straight matches. They also have given up 32 goals in MLS this year, the most in the entire league. So we're going to take both teams to score on that. All right, coming back to you, boys. Mikey, 1 play, Major League Baseball. Hit us with it, man. What you got?
Yeah, we're going with a full game over here. I highlighted the Kansas City weather situation. We're definitely going to take advantage of that. Over 9.5, minus 110. Look, this number should close at 10. We'll see if the market moves it there or not, but that's where I believe it should be. Not great starting pitching on either side for the Orioles or the Royals. We know how bad the Royals bullpen has been. We know that the Orioles bullpen has been used up the last 2 days because they haven't gotten more than 5 innings from a starting pitcher in the last 3 days. But it's really about the weather here. Air density index all the way down to 56. We've got temperatures in the 90s with humidity approaching 65%. Winds also blowing out at double digits, 11 miles per hour. Just a beautiful spot to attack the hitting environment. It's a day game. It's going to be warm throughout the entire game. Let's take advantage of these awful pitching situations here. The excellent weather, go over 9.5.
Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Now, speaking of pitching situations, Prop Stars, our man M Square just set you up perfectly. What do you got?
Yes, he did indeed. I'm slinging K-props again. AB, no NBA. That means I'm back on the K-prop horse. I'm going with Houston Astros pitcher Framber Valdez over 5.5 strikeouts. He has gone over this total in 4 of his last 6 starts. Facing a Miami Marlins team, highest K rate in the majors against opposing left-handed pitchers. They are 7th overall in strikeouts per game. Valdez is also eating up innings. He's tossed at least 7 in 4 of his last 5 starts. I believe if he gets at least 6 innings pitched today, he's going to have a great shot to eclipse 6 strikeouts. So I love me some Framber Valdez over 5.5 strikeouts.
There we go. You know what? We always need some Framber Valdez picks on the show. Like this has to be an everyday occurrence. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. We'll take a look. And here's the tough part. Our man, Andrew Gombas, couldn't make the show this morning, but wanted to get his plays in. You already saw Steve Garcia moneyline tonight in UFC 275 earlier in the week. He also has the Teixeira fight going under 2.5 rounds at minus 175. Mike, as he just mentioned, Orioles, Royals over 9.5. Prop Stars, Framber Valdez over 5.5 strikeouts. Our side plays England to win minus 125 at 1 unit. England, Italy, both teams to score plus 105 at 0.5 unit. And we're also going to go Nashville SC, San Jose in the MLS, both teams to score minus 130. Now, the AB pick 3. For today, we've got 3 plays lined up for you. And look, as Mikey said, it's warm outside. We expect the ball to be traveling all over the country, and that is no exception here in college baseball, the Super Regionals. First, we're going to take Ole Miss, Southern Miss over 9.5 at minus 130. That is game one between these two in-state rivals. Second, we're going to take Tennessee Notre Dame over 9.5 at minus 110. You might even be able to get that at plus 100, depending on your book. Look, Tennessee, number one team in the country. Their back is against the wall. They're one loss from being out of this thing. They have no other choice but to come up and mash anything that they see over the plate. I think that this game is going to take 6 to 7 runs to win it. You're betting on the other team getting 3 or more runs. I believe that that is going to happen. Lastly, we're going to take the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight, team total over 2.5 goals at minus 170. This series has been crazy. We saw New York got up 2-0, and then they kind of let Tampa right back into this thing. Right now, it's 3-2 Tampa, and the Lightning could be looking to take New York out, winning 4 straight on the back end if they do. I don't want to bet the game, but I will bet that they have over 2.5 goals at home tonight. So there you go. Also, our man Trent Wade in the Early Edge family says a NASCAR Sunday. He likes Allmendinger over Austin Cindric at minus 116. That's our dude. I'm going to roll with him on that as well. So it's all the damage that we could do for today. Boys, anything else before we go? Mikey, you going to jump in the CMA Fest traffic and celebration out here in Nashville?
Fortunately, I don't have any traffic because I walk to everything there. But yes, my girlfriend and I, we went the last 2 nights. We'll definitely be there again tonight.
Yeah, it's a really cool atmosphere, man. It's really fun around the city. All right, everybody, thank you so much again. Really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. And as always, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.